Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Seagill India Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikas Verma from Ernst & Young LLP. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Verma.
Thank you, Swapnali. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call for Seagill India Limited. Before we proceed, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with the company's business risks that could cause future performance or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the financial results and developments, and to answer your questions today, we have with us the senior management of Seagill India Limited, represented by Mr. Ramnik Sehgal, Chairman/Managing Director, and Mr. Kapil Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. We will start the call with a brief overview of the past quarter and first half by Mr. Ramnik Sehgal. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ramnik Sehgal. I'm CMD of Seagill. I'm pleased to welcome you all to the Q2 and H1 Financial Year 2026 earnings calls for Seagill India Limited. Our financial results, investor presentation, press release have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and company's website. I trust you had an opportunity to review them. Let me begin by giving you a brief macroeconomic background. The Indian economy continues to exhibit strong resilience, persistent global uncertainties. As per the latest estimates from the Reserve Bank of India, the nation's GDP is projected to expand by around 6.8% in financial year 2026, making India one of the fastest-growing major economies. This momentum is being driven by sustained infrastructure investments, strong domestic demand, sound macroeconomic fundamentals, and prudent policies. This has also been identified by the global rating agencies as multiple agencies upgraded India's outlook in recent months. While early-year weather disruptions temporarily moderated construction activity, they also provided an opportunity to strengthen operational efficiencies and reinforce readiness for upcoming quarters. Overall, we remain optimistic about sustained business momentum and macroeconomic stability as financial year progresses. Coming to the company's performance, in the first half of the financial year 2026, we have delivered a consistent performance in the consolidated revenue, demonstrating resilience in the face of the operational challenges for the industry. One of the primary obstacles we encountered was the prolonged monsoon, which adversely affected operations by delaying the timely delivery of the essential materials and equipment for various projects. Despite these disruptions, our team has been able to navigate these challenges. The performance reflects our commitment to operational excellence and ability to adapt to external factors. As of 30th September 2025, we continue to maintain a robust and diversified order book totaling 12,598 crores, spread across 26 projects, which are currently under execution and at allotment stages. A significant portion of this order book, 64%, is attributed to our road and highway segment, highlighting a strong position in the critical area of the infrastructure development. Additionally, our strategic expansion into new segments has begun to yield positive results, as renewable energy accounts for 22% of the order book, while industrial infrastructure and transmission and distribution contribute 5% and 3%, respectively. The diversification strategy emphasizes our dedication to expanding our operational presence across a wide range of sectors. It not only demonstrates our commitment to adapting to evolving market landscape, but also illustrates our proactive approach in identifying and seizing emerging opportunities. By broadening our footprint, we are positioning ourselves to leverage new trends and innovations, ensuring that we remain competitive and responsive This strategic initiative is a testament to our vision for improving the country's infrastructure, our mission to drive sustainable growth in an ever-changing business environment. During the first half of financial year 26, we have successfully ventured into high-potential markets, specifically into renewable energy, transmission distribution, and industrial infrastructure sectors. Our strategic initiative in these areas have resulted in securing multiple orders with a total value of 3,747 crores during this period. Notably, we emerged L1 for the Welgaon 400 kVA substation tender valued at 379 crores, marking a significant milestone in an entry into T&D sector. In the renewable energy sector, we have made substantial progress by winning two projects in Maharashtra and under Mukhya Mantri Saur Krushi Vahini Yojana 2.0, which is combined value of 1,257 crores. Additionally, we have emerged L1 for the project in Morena Solar Park in Madhya Pradesh, valuing close to 1,500 crores. These accomplishments reflect our commitment to advancing sustainable energy solutions and ability to capitalize on emerging opportunities in the renewable sector. Furthermore, in the industrial infrastructure segment, we have secured an award from GMADA in Punjab for 431 crores. We have also merged as L1 for the development of bulk drug park at Una in Himachal, and it has been lotted for 190 crores. These achievements highlight our strategic focus on diversifying our portfolio and reinforcing our presence in the key infrastructure market. By consistently diversifying our order book, we are positioning the company for sustainable growth and resilience in an ever-evolving industry landscape. During the quarter, we experienced two significant developments with our HAM portfolio. Firstly, we successfully achieved the financial closure for Southern Ludhiana Bypass Project, marking a crucial milestone in our project execution timeline. Secondly, we are currently waiting for the pre-COD for the Bathinda-Dhawali project, which we anticipate receiving shortly. In addition to these developments, we have seven more HAM projects currently under execution. As of September 2025, the company has infused 515 crores equity in these HAM projects. Furthermore, an additional 87.8 crores were injected in October 2025, bringing the total equity infusion as on date to 603 crores. This strategic investment underscores our dedication to enhancing our project portfolio, ensuring the successful delivery of our projects. We have also received the quantitative Ludhiana-Brinda project during the quarter. I would also like to highlight our initiative in technology and artificial intelligence. The company is actively exploring to integrate artificial intelligence and data-driven tools across various functions, including business development, procurement, finance, and human resources. Our focus initially will be on enhancing efficiency across the bidding process by deploying these AI and automation tools. These tools will also be utilized in project monitoring, ensuring that we meet our project timelines, and even for O&M. As we progress, we plan to implement these solutions across all functions in the organization, have onboarded technology experts who are working to develop customized tools tailored to our specific needs. Moving on to the debt position as of September 30th. On a standalone basis, our total debt stood at 614 crores compared to 635 crores as of March 2025, indicating a continued deleveraging. This includes 136 million in equipment term loan and 2,702 million in terms loan and 3,310 million in working capital loans. The standalone debt-to-equity ratio stood at 0.3 times in H1 financial year 26 as compared to 0.4 times in financial year 25. On a consolidated basis, total debt stood at 13412 million as of September 2025. Compared to 13967 million in March 2025. This includes 604 million in equipment term loan, 2777 million in term loan, 6720 million in HAM term loan, along with 3310 million in working capital loans. Sorry. The consolidated debt to equity ratio stood at 0.7 times in H1 financial year 26. Which is again down from 0.8 times in financial year 25. We are actively formulating plans to reduce our outstanding debt by a significant margin throughout the full year. This initiative is a part of a broader financial strategy aimed at enhancing our balance sheet strength and improving overall financial health. By focusing on debt reduction, we aim to lower our interest expenses, increase our financial flexibility, and create a more sustainable capital structure. Going forward, we are very confident and optimistic about the future of the Seagull. We are actively exploring the avenues to expand our footprints in different segments. Our commitment to investing in the advanced construction methodology, cutting-edge equipment position as perfectly to meet the growing demands of the infrastructure development. We anticipate a significant increase in tendering activity from the National Highway Authority of India following the recent announcement of the list comprising 124 projects with a project capital cost of 2 trillion. Among these projects, 81 are structured under HAM and 12 are under BOT projects. Our company's strategy focuses on securing these opportunities, particularly due to the high margin nature of these contracts. Further, as one of the leading in EPC, we are confident in our ability in a substantial number of these projects. Seagull has submitted totaling of 14320 million across various sectors, showcasing a diverse capabilities and strategic focus. Within this total, Seagull has strategically diversified its bidding activities across multiple sectors. Our bids include 88,860 million in the road segment, 48,960 million in the railway segment, 6,000 million in the renewable segment. This broad approach not only demonstrates our versatility, but also reflects our commitment to addressing various infrastructure needs and advancing sustainable energy initiative. I would like to highlight that the tightening of the technical and the financial norms of the bidding process in both EPC and PPP mode to curb the relentless bidding. These changes include requirement of higher net worth, additional performance security, revised land acquisition, clearance requirement, and emphasis of more on PPP projects. These developments bode well for the players like Seagull. Our established reputation and expertise position us favorably to capitalize on these upcoming wave of opportunities. Overall, we expect a significant uptick in order awarding by NHAI, especially considering in the recent slowdown in the order awards. This anticipated increase not only reflects the government commitment into the infrastructure development, also aligns with our strategy growth objective in the sector. In addition to this, we are also looking to broadening our presence in international market by bidding on significant projects abroad. We'll keep you informed as soon as we receive any updates in this regard. I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Kapil Agarwal, who will elaborate on company's financial performance. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ramnik sir. Good evening, everyone. I will now take you through the financial highlights for the second quarter and first half of FY26, beginning with the standalone performance. For Q2 FY26, revenue from operations stood at 7,870 million as compared to 8,970 million in Q2 FY25. However, on an H1 FY26 basis, the revenue from operations came in at 16,053 million, registering a modest 1.4% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for Q2 FY26 stood at 918 million as compared to 1,019 million in the corresponding quarter last year, translating to an EBITDA margin of 11.7% for the first half. EBITDA stood at 1,853 million within a margin of 11.5%. Profit after tax for Q2 FY26 stood at 559 million with a PAT margin of 7.1%. For H1 FY26, PAT came in at 1,118 million with a PAT margin of 7%. On a consolidated basis, revenue from operations for Q2 FY26 stood at rupees 8,066 million, up to 4.5% year-on-year from 7,722 million in Q2 FY25. For H1 FY26, consolidated revenue grew 3.1% year-on-year to 16,447 million. EBITDA on a consolidated level stood at 1,136 million in Q2 FY26, translating into an EBITDA margin of 14.1%. For H1 FY26, consolidated EBITDA stood at rupees 2,227 million with a margin of 13.5%. PAT came in at 562 million in Q2 FY26 and 1,075 million in H1 FY26. On the execution front, we have currently 26 ongoing projects with a total order book 1,25,980 million. These comprise 15 EPC projects, 7 HAM projects, 10 O&M projects, and 1 DFBOT project, and 3 tariff-based projects spanning multiple sectors such as road, highways, tunnels, railways, metros, airports, runway and bus terminals. With a well-diversified portfolio and robust order pipeline, coupled with the government's ongoing emphasis on the infrastructure development, we are strategically positioned to sustain our growth trajectory and deliver sustainable long-term performance. Our diverse range of projects across various sectors not only mitigates risk, but also allows us to capitalize on emerging opportunities in the market. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and would request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. We have seen quite a muted execution in the first half with only revenue growth of 2%. So how do you see the entire year in terms of revenue growth for FY26? And also on EPC margins we are targeting in the entire year?
So, good question. Due to this monsoon and the stretched rainfall, of course, you can understand in an EPC business, the second quarter is like this. But yes, we are really looking forward to a quarter three and quarter four. And as we've guided before, we would have a same kind of growth we have it before, which is about 10 to 15% from our last year performance. That is one answer. Second is on EPC. EPC margins is the same, what we've been delivering before. And once you reduce the debt, that will give an impact next year. Thank you.
And secondly, on the appointed dates, so it is pending for VRK 11, VRK 12 and Southern Ludhiana bypass. So when are you expecting the appointed dates for these projects?
So, VRK 11, we are expecting anytime before 31st December. Southern Bypass, we are expecting again before 31st December. VRK 12, we are targeting to close before 31st March 2026. So, I think by 21st March 2026, all our HAM projects will be under execution.
Then, what is the land status in all these, all the three projects?
So, land status in Southern Bypass is very clear. In VRK 12, we have already submitted for appointed date with the condition that 55% land was almost in the stage where we can start the execution, and where the department is targeting to get the clear land in next 6 months, so that, you know, till the time we execute 55%, which will take at least 8-9 months, that the land will be given clear to us.
So it won't be risky if there is a delay in the land acquisition for the remainder portion. So then still you are open to start the execution. The ministry is allowing to give the appointed even with AD, land below 80%.
So, you know, land clearance, there was only the forest clear, which was the balance in this project, and which we are expecting that we should get it by March. And I think we should get the land. Otherwise, the contract is very clear that within 180 days, the land which is not given clear will be descoped from the project. At least, you know, we are mobilized and we want to execute the project because the rates are good, the old project is there, and we want to execute it, and we want to do this, the available land, we want to execute the project on the available land.
And sir, can you quantify the land percentage for Southern Ludhiana Bypass and VRK 11?
So, Southern Bypass, I think we should get the 80% land clear by December and we'll start the work full-fledged. It's a continuation of our Ludhiana-Bhatinda project. Ludhiana-Bhatinda, you've seen on 29th of September, we got the appointed date and we've already raised the first bill and it's doing very well. It's in the continuity of this project and we're targeting to start this project in December, and VRK 12 also the same situation, but yes, land situation of VRK 12 is little less, which is around 55%, and we are pushing and requesting the government to, you know, NHAI to get us more land ASAP.
And for VRK 11, the land percentage?
So VRK 11, we are targeting that we should get it. We'll only start one project because we are mobilized there. You know, you can understand once you're mobilized, your teams are there, your salary is going, your camps are there. So we want to start one works, and then VRK 11 we're targeting, we'll take it at least at when the position is close to 80%, which is around 31st March we're targeting.
So I got confused. So VRK 11 is March 26th and VRK 12 is December 25th?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the last thing, you mentioned that we are targeting 10 to 15% revenue growth for FY26. So even if I assume 10%, the lower end of the guidance, the second half growth will be 17% in terms of revenue. So is that possible in second half to grow by 17% to achieve the lower end of the guidance?
You know, I just said that we have already started this project, which is Southern Bypass. Which we are going to start the Southern Bypass next month. We have already started Ludhiana-Bhatinda. Both the Ayodhya projects are under execution. So it is achievable. It is just because of the rainfall or monsoon, we couldn't do it. But otherwise, once the projects are started, then execution is not a problem. You know, USP is completing projects before time. That's a USP.
Okay. And then lastly, on the EBITDA margin front, so in the first half, if I remove the other income, then the EPC margins are around 11.5%. So second half also could be similar margin, or there can be some improvement in the second half?
So it will be similar. Of course, you know, every entrepreneur tries to improve it, but it will be similar as a guidance to the investors.
Okay. And sir, for 27, we can see some improvement in terms of margins?
Sorry?
In 27, we can see some improvement in margins?
Definitely, we'll try and improve the margins.
Okay. And sir, one data point I required. What would be the EPC value of the orders we have won this year?
So
there were several BOT projects.
So we have only taken an EPC value, which is about 12,000 crores. 12,400 is actually, I spoke in my...
No. The orders we have won in the first, in year to date, order inflow.
This new order. New order. I think around 4,000 crore.
That is the EPC value, right?
3,700, yeah. EPC value is 3,700. So we guided our investors about 5,000 crore. 3,700 crore we've already achieved, and we still have about 4.5 months.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will come back in.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prince Chaudhary from PINC Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. So my question is on the T&D order which we have won recently. So just wanted to understand the nature of the contract. That are we going to own the transmission asset, or we are going to do only EPC work?
So we are going to do both. We have taken a project as a developer, and we are going to do the EPC in this project. This is a we have to do a distribution in Valgaon, which is in Maharashtra. And we have to fix a 400 kV substation, and we've been doing a lot of utility shifting before also, and in this we are going to get 58.5 crore of NET every year from the Maharashtra government for next 35 years.
So our ROE will be regulated with around 12%, is it fair to understand?
Maybe better than that. The return on equity would be better.
Okay, and so for renewable also, that we have to develop a solar park and have to connect it to the grid and we'll be the owning the asset. Is it like that?
Exactly.
So at what tariff rate, you know, we are going to sell the power?
So it's ranging between 2.72 to 2.84. 86. So whereas some part of the land government is providing, there the tariff is low. And whereas where government is not providing the land, we have to take the land on lease, the tariff is more.
And sir, have we signed any PPA with, or it will be signed after once we developed it?
No. So without the PPA, of course, we will not develop it. We are waiting for the PPA, letter of what we have received already. PPA we are expecting to get soon.
Okay. And sir, after this generating the solar power, are we going to build a transmission asset also for that, or that some other person will do it?
No. So these are to be connected with the 11 kV wire. So this is like within 1 or 2 or 3 kilometers. So this is not a very big thing. Otherwise, if there is any transmission line also, we are ready to bid and get that also.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, are we seeing the order inflow for the next half, for the next 1.5 year bid pipeline?
So as I said
if
before, we've already quoted projects worth 40,000 crores. A lot of bidding is happening every month, and we've already got projects worth 3,700 crores. We guided our investor to get about 5,000 crore, and we still have 4.5 months.
And sir, are we going to see any margin improvement since, you know, we have been entering into now renewable and we are changing our product order mix also? So do you foresee that, you know, that margin profile can improve from here?
We'll definitely try and do that. But yes, what we are guiding to our investors is the same as a margin we're getting right now.
And sir, the competition intensity is how when we have bid for the order? Is it like we have to, like, the margin and we have to sacrifice the margin, or we are getting at good margin the orders?
So, you know, I said we have quoted for 40,000 crore. So we just have to get at least 1,300 crore of the projects. So we don't go below our EBITDA margins. We are consistent there. But yes, we've been bidding more because we have almost 10, 11 verticals. So, I mean, you can imagine we have already quoted 14,000 crore. That doesn't mean we'll get 14,000 crore because we are not aggressive, that aggressive to get the projects. But yes, we are very clear that we need to have a IRR as a concessioner and a better margins as a EPC player.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you. Thank you for answering the question.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Pleasure.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunities. Sir, for HAM project, equity funding, it's around 870 crore kind of range infusion over next 2.5 years. And whether this infusion, like, is expected through approvals, and what are the roadmap for these infusions, and what level of annual operating cash flows do you expect to be available for this?
So, a good question. 788 crores is yet to be infused and for these HAM projects. Now, I think there is some disturbance. Can you guys put on the mute? Sorry, please. Yeah. So, 788 crores we have to infuse, and we are targeting to infuse about 297 crores in coming 3 months. And cash accrual is one. Second is the competing HAM projects, we can get a refinance also. And we don't have any dearth of getting this money because we have all arranged internally. And I don't foresee any such things because 788 we have to infuse in next 2.5 years.
Okay, sir. Sir, I think the bidding on tenders was nearly 16,000 crore kind of range. And could you please share that segmental breakup to meet 5,000 crore kind of inflow target? And the focus is majorly on quality of inflows leading to walk away from low margin bids. You could share clarity on that.
So it's between the road segment, railway segment, renewable segment. So road, it could be the elevated also, the bridges also. Majority of the projects would be HAM.
Okay, sir. Sir, I think networking capital days have been increased to 70 days in H1, compared to 45 days in FY25. And what is the primary driver, especially? Is there any slower receivables from clients, advance payments to suppliers, or build-up in inventories? And what is the target for this end of this year?
Yeah. So the increase in working capital days is primarily on account of Atmanirbhar scheme. There was an Atmanirbhar scheme prior to 31st March 2024, wherein the payment was not linked to the milestone payments. So post 1st April 2024, government has withdrawn the scheme. Now the payments have been linked to the milestone payments, and your average billing cycle has increased. Apart from this, if you look at, there is a retention of 6%, which has been deducted by the NHAI from every bill. which is adding to the working capital cycle.
Okay, sir. So my last question, Japan Kashmir tunnel projects package 2, it's almost 80% complete and however some challenges are there. And what are the key learnings and how you are going to mitigate for future complex projects?
So it was a great learning working on that project. We have already completed the civil work of the project and it's just the MEP work which is getting completed. I think next 3 months it should be completed. And we have completed the road also inside. The tunnel is also completed, just the MEP work which is balanced. It was a great exposure and great learning executing project there. It was a very tough train. In fact, there's another package which was next to us. It's not even 30% completed. So we really feel like our teams have done an amazing job executing this project.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. So I wanted a couple of data points. So what would be our HAM receivables out of 1,000 crores of total receivables?
Yeah. So HAM receivables are close to 6186 million.
618 crores.
Yeah, 618 crores.
Okay. Secondly, if I look at the order book project wise, so we have seen that execution in Ramban Banihal has been at a very weaker pace, especially package 3. So how do you see the execution going forward in these projects, both package of Ramban Banihal?
So good question. Ramban Banihal, you know, when there was a flood and a landslide, the project was stuck for almost 2.5 months. In fact, our vehicles could also go there. And besides this, you know, they at the time of Operation Sindoor, the work was stuck. And, you know, it took almost, it got disturbed to 4 to 5 months because the people who left the site, it was very difficult to convince them, the young boys, to send them back to the site, you know, because they have seen the tough time. And still, yeah, we were very lucky that we are in a position to complete our tunnel work in the next 3 months. And for the viaduct, which is actually a very challenging and tough job, at the original tender, we were supposed to do it with the PSC gutters. And executing PSC gutters has become very difficult because, you know, there's hardly a space to launch it, to cast it. Now, what we have done is we've changed it to a steel gutters. And for steel gutters, what we've done is we've been fabricating the steel gutters in Samba and Punjab. And we are taking it to the site through transportation and launching it there. So now the things are under very, very good control and we are targeting to complete this by March 27. And tunnel we are completing in next 3 months.
Sir, so balance work is 385 crores for both the projects. So the entire work should be completed by March 27?
No. So 20% of the tunnel work, which would be around 180 crores, would be completed by before this March. And we're targeting to complete the entire work by February, so payment will be released by March. And for the other project, which is totally 369 crores and almost, I think, 54% project is completed and 45% financially is completed. So that will take up to next March 27.
Okay. So secondly, you mentioned that pending equity requirement is roughly around 788 crores. So this is only for the HAM project, right?
Yes.
So how much will be investing in 26, 27 and 28? Can you guide that annually?
So if you look at the project duration is from 2 years to 2.5 years. So we are going to infuse close to 200 crores in the next 3 months in the BRK as well as the Ludhiana Bhatinda and Northern and Southern the projects. And in the next financial year, so we will be
infusing how much. So and secondly is we have a refinance opportunity available with us for the completed HAM projects where we have already 2 projects which are completed. Third one is getting up in next month. So with refinance, we can get closer to about 450 crore rupees. And that also, we'll only take refinance once we are closer to putting the equity because, you know, we are getting a nice equity IRR. And if we get it now, we have to put it either in FDRs or something. So we'll get it at the time when we have to infuse the equity.
Okay, and sir, what would be the equity requirement for the T&D projects?
So it's closer to so total would be around what, 550-60 crores? Exact figure can be shared with you. It's closer to a little less than 600 crores.
And the duration over which we have to invest this amount?
2.5 years. But it'll take time. You know, solar projects, signing of the PPA takes a lot of time. So like, we got this work allotted 3 months back. So normally it takes 7-8 months for PPA to sign. Then the project tenure would be another 24 months. So it will take a lot of time. And project financing we've already tied up with the banks, but we're just waiting for the PPA. Once the PPA is signed, then only we'll go ahead with that. And
so
secondly,
this amount includes,
see, we have 1.5 year to dilute another 8% also.
I didn't get you, so another 8% I didn't get.
So we have diluted. Okay.
And sir, this amount you mentioned, 600 crores, that would be for both solar and BESS combined?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, lastly, you mentioned that you are also open for some international opportunities. So which would be, which verticals are we interested in and which geographies?
So geography is GCC, and we are exploring something in EU and even in Singapore. So we are looking into a civil infrastructure right now, which has metro, railway, elevated, highway, bridges, everything.
So, but given the vast opportunity domestically available, so why are we looking for international right now?
So, we wanted to start with baby steps, not like we are going to acquire a lot of business there. It is just establishing a company take time, sweet time, and establish ourselves. So ever, whenever we require, like we have to have, you know, we wanted to build a very large project in EU, but they were very clear that due to the legislative, the Indian companies can't build. So we want to establish our company outside as a footprint where whenever it's required, taking a PQ of a regional company, they can bid across the other continents also, you know, and we want to de-risk and deleverage ourselves so that sometimes if there is less work or less opportunity in the country, we have a arm and where we can go and bid there also.
Okay, and so lastly, how is the execution moving in the metro projects? And are we bidding for more metro projects in both underground and...
Yes, we will be bidding elevated for more underground and elevated. We've been bidding also, and both the projects are doing very well. One of the project we've already executed close to 45%, the other one is close to 35%. And you can imagine working in urban area is always tough. Getting land and the station land is always tough, but yes, it is working well.
And so you mentioned that we have submitted bids worth 14,000 crores, right? And so all the bids are yet to open?
So it takes time. Like we have just quoted some bid in NHA day before, then in last week, then Monday only we bid, no? Yeah. And then there are few bids with the MPRDC. About 2,412 crores, 3,600 crores is their bid only, road highway project in AM. So we've been bidding constantly, but yes, some departments, they take more time.
So Bhatta, what was the breakup segment-wise of the 14,000 crores bids which you have placed?
So road is almost 8,886 crores. Rest is railway. Railway is about 4,896 crores. And rest is the renewable segment, which is about 600 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Pleasure.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Priyam Shah from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks. Good evening.
Yeah. So this is with respect to our new businesses that we are planning, for example, renewables and T&D. So if you can highlight, are these more margin accretive than our current businesses?
So if I have to say initially, yes, but let's execute it on site. But we always guide our investors that we want to keep our EPC margin at what, 11.5%. We are taking a little conservative approach in getting more margin. But yes, if it's there, it's good for investors and us both.
Okay. And is there any expected ramp up happening in these new businesses? Like we're planning to take more such businesses going ahead?
So we will be bidding as per our EPC margins and IRR of equity IRR. If we get on those rates, of course, we will definitely bid. But if we don't get it, then we'll be continuously bidding. Jab milega to milega. But yes, we will be bidding for more projects.
No, that's a good approach, sir. Yeah, that's what the clarity we needed. Now, secondly, coming to our core business. When we see that NAI expected bidding and order expectations with regards to this, so how much can we expect to win and what would be the probable success ratio?
So, NHAI have already put as a data on their website with the new bids they are going to call before 31st March. They've already got approvals close to 60,000-70,000 crore. Yesterday also there was a list of three projects got approved in PPP business. But it's the same thing till the time it is out. The tenders are out. We have been bidding also. Probability of getting the tenders, I would say with the new circular in place, with the new net worth criteria, probability will be more for us because we are in top 10 companies, and if you match with them, we always have a better probability of getting the tenders. We are much stronger and better placed amongst our competitors.
Okay, so any numbers to call out, or we'll wait for your updates?
Yes, you should wait for updates.
Okay. And lastly, this is pertaining to our revenue mix. Okay, so now we have one segment of projects, that is EPC, HAM, BOT. Okay, and the other segments, now we have roadways, highways, metros, T&D. Okay, so can you share what would be the revenue mix that you are targeting in the coming 2 to 3 years?
So right now the revenue mix is 64% is road and highway, renewable is about 21%, industrial infrastructure is close to 5%, metros is 3.5%, transmission distribution 3%, tunnel is 1.3%, bus terminal is 1.1%. So if you talk about HAM, EPC, tariffs, that's another one. It's close to 45% is HAM. EPC is close to 25%. Tariff base is close to 24%. 1% is DBFT.
How would be that mix going ahead in the next 2-3 years?
Going ahead is the same answer. We will be bidding as per our EPC margins and the equity IRR. So it doesn't matter. We have 11 verticals. Kisi bhi dhande mein kaam mile, we want our margins to be intact. And we have reached up to 12 states. So as a company, we are much diversified. Geography-wise, we are very well, placed. And vertical-wise also, we are one of the companies at this size that we have the maximum verticals to execute work in.
So I am done from my side. Thanks for taking out your time and answering my questions in detail. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ramneek Sehgal for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, everyone. I would again thank all the participants for joining the earnings calls today and making this an engaging discussion. We remain committed to pursuing our business strategies and doing everything that is right and continuing to deliver positive results. We hope all your queries have been answered well. In case you have any other further queries, please feel free to contact the investor relation team at EY LLP. Thank you so much once again. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Seagill India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.